welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. And, of course, we're going to have Harley Schlanger on by Skype all the way from Austria in just a moment. And it's important to understand what's happening in our world. We just had the primaries in California and five other states. The Hilda Beast, I guess, got more of the popular vote, which is hard to believe that Americans, considering who Hillary is and what she's done over the last number of decades since 1992, and the level of corruption, evil, using the State Department as her own hedge fund, is one of the comments, is pretty unbelievable. Yeah, Harley, I guess, yes, we have, Harley, we're trying to contact you from the studio at your Skype address, and of course I've sent that over to our producer, so we'll have you connected in just a second.
Okay, yes. I'll click off then.
Okay, yeah, they'll call you in just 1 second, okay? Yeah, it's important to understand what's going on with our world. And of course, Harley is in Austria. Believe it or not, it's a 9-hour time difference from Austria to here in America, which I find kind of hard to believe, but it's true. Okay, Harley, are you connected?
Yes, I'm connected. How are you?
Good. It's been a few weeks since you've been on. We had a great interview with Keisha Rogers, and want to get an update because we still don't have the impeachment of Obama, who needs to be impeached. We still have situations that are what I call out of control in terms of the political game. Unfortunately, Trump, who's my candidate of choice, is still making what I call, communicative gaffes dealing with issues like he's not a racist, but he certainly shouldn't open his mouth before he thinks first. Dealing with, for example, the unethical civil lawsuit over his Trump University. But the real, he is staying on policy, even though I see a lot of the pundits on the other side trying to say it doesn't present policy. He does need some guidance, though. And I'll be having Roger Stone back on the program. I'd like to have you on as well. We have Roger. It would be nice to have, during this campaign, also Mr. Trump himself, because I'm writing a number of position papers that will expand upon his basic program for health care, immigration, and other issues, the economy. Because the economy, 10 years from now, 90% of the new jobs aren't even invented yet. So what is an economy? What is a nation? Does a nation have borders? Does it have control and better immigration policies? Do we have the Cates Law, so if someone's a convicted felon, they don't just get deported, they come back and commit another major crime or murder? Trump has touched on a lot of issues. In fact, it's interesting that that Bernie Sanders has too, but the Democratic Party is so corrupt, they've actually basically removed him from the ability to win, unless he wins on the convention floor, which, by the way, he's taking it there. So, Harley, tell us what the major issues you're looking at in Europe, because you're back in Austria now, and what's happening worldwide.
You have to start with the fact that the U.S. election campaign is a catastrophe. And I say that in the following sense. The fact that Trump is putting out some position papers but is not talking about Obama's immediate provocative actions that could lead to nuclear war, I think that's a sign that he's not up to the task. Now, let me tell you what it looks like from here. As of this moment, there are maneuvers going on in Latvia and Lithuania and Estonia, NATO maneuvers on the border of Russia that are being conducted with the premise of responding to a Russian invasion. Now, a Russian Defense Ministry spokesman yesterday said, "I really hate to say it this way, but I have to be frank. Are these guys crazy? Why would we invade Eastern Europe?" Now,
what would be the strategic reason for it?
Well, and right now there's no strategic reason for it. The Russians are trying to work with the Europeans and with the United States to fight a much more serious problem, which is terrorism. And the problem with fighting terrorism with the United States is that, as has been proven again with recent events in Aleppo, the United States is supporting al-Qaeda.
Right, so, and they're supporting the terrorists. In fact, I like to use the analogy, Toys R Us, how about terrorists are us?
Well, and the important point here is that the Russians asked the United Nations General Assembly to put Jaish and Jarir al-Islam, two terrorist organizations, on the list along with al-Nusra and ISIS, because those groups not only refuse to accept the ceasefire, but they're moving troops and weaponry into Aleppo, and they're now targeting and killing civilians. The Russians asked the United States and the UN Security Council to support that. The U.S. said no. The U.S. is insisting that these are so-called moderate groups, even though there's absolute conclusive evidence that they're cooperating and operating directly with al-Qaeda.
Right.
What this means is that Obama, as his strategy to overthrow Assad, which he has not given up, is allying the United States with al-Qaeda. Now, people should let that sink in. Given that Trump has said that he wants to obliterate ISIS and defeat the terrorists, why is it that he won't speak out against Obama supporting, defending, and aiding terrorists who are killing people in Syria, which is adding to the flow of refugees out of the country? Why won't he attack Obama for supporting Saudi Arabia and supporting Turkey? It's not enough to say he doesn't support those policies. He has to show leadership by saying this president should be removed immediately because he's committing murderous treason against the American people.
Right.
And when you're outside of the United States for a few days and you don't watch CNN and Fox News and the networks and get the day-to-day brainwashing, but you actually get legitimate, straight, objective reports on the situation, whether they're from the German press, the Middle Eastern press, even the British press, when you no longer are under the cocoon of the mainstream media, you realize how destructive this presidency has been and how much the American people have been literally crippled in their ability to think strategically by the way this campaign has been covered and run.
Yeah, it's really very bizarre. And now we have the alliance between Obama and Hillary try to continue the policies of Obama, which are disastrous, in the words of Trump. The policies of Obama actually could precipitate a major Mideast or Venezuelan war. In fact, the Venezuelan government, perhaps with some intelligence, think that America is ready to invade them because of the economic collapse occurring there.
Well, there's another factor here which I think just needs to be identified, that's the dual deployment of the Obama administration. Besides these maneuvers going on now, which are called Anaconda 16, that's the name of the current military maneuvers in Eastern Europe.
Right.
There's a NATO defense ministers or heads of state meeting taking place in Warsaw next month. The government of Poland has warned that the Russians are preparing to invade Poland, and that the Poles need NATO troops, as well as they're going to create an additional 35,000-person army for deployment to the border with Russia. Now, Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, went through point by point how this current NATO deployment has more in common with Hitler and Hitler's preparations to invade Poland and then to invade Russia with Operation Barbarossa than it does with any need to defend Western Europe. Now, at the same time this is going on in Eastern Europe, you had the defense secretary, Ash Carter, speaking at a conference called the Shangri-La Defense Conference in Asia, calling for an Asian NATO. And he said, well, the Chinese could join it if they stopped being provocative. And what the Chinese responded by saying is that we're approaching strategic and defense matters from the standpoint of economic development. We already have massive economic development projects going with every single member of the groups that Carter is talking about joining a new Asian NATO. And the Chinese said to the U.S., why don't you work with us instead of putting your own program forward, which is a program of war against China? And I think that the Chinese on this question are absolutely accurate in their warning. What LaRouche said yesterday is that this joint deployment in NATO and Carter in Asia shows the extent to which Obama is an immediate dangerous threat to the lives of everyone on this planet. So that's what has to be identified. You know, people who say there's not enough time to impeach him, I don't care. Tell the truth about him. Why won't the Congress come out and say this is a warmongering lunatic? Why won't Trump do that? I have to say, as someone who watched Trump very closely and spoke to a number of key Trump people, I'm finding that they're very disappointed that he's no longer taking an offensive against what he was identifying as the Bush-Obama policy, and instead is talking in very vague terms about something next year when we're on the verge of a serious escalation today.
Why do you think that is? Because I don't see Trump as an insider, but do you think he's just unfocused or inexperienced or has bad advisors? What do you think the problem is?
Well, I think part of it is that he knows that to win the election, he's going to have to get at least a section of the Republican establishment behind him. And he's had flirtations with Rubio. He's going to San Antonio soon, where he'll probably have flirtations with Cruz. You know, he obliterated these guys by identifying their insane policies, which included the Obama policy of countering Russia, countering China. You know, Trump's line on that was that he could do business with China, that he'd like to sit down and talk with Putin. But we haven't heard much of that from him anymore. And instead, he's more aligning himself with a more traditional foreign policy. Now, that's not to say that Hillary is any better. Hillary is worse. Hillary absolutely she's called Putin a Hitler. She said that she would not work with Russia in Syria, that she still wants a no-fly zone, which was the Libyan policy, and the policy that led to chaos in Libya. So I'm just saying that the U.S. political situation as a whole is being held hostage by the financial empire's control over the media and the main political parties. Now, one of the interesting things that's happening here in Austria, which is a small country, like 9-10 million people, the two political parties in Austria, the equivalent of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, got blown away in the recent presidential elections. They had governed since 1956 as a coalition, so that's, 60 years. The two parties, the leading parties together in the presidential elections, got 22%. And new parties are coming to the fore, new leadership, new proposals. The Austrian Chamber of Industry is now talking about making Vienna the hub of the new high-speed rail gauge lines, so that Vienna will be a port of entry for goods from the east, from China, and from the Mediterranean port of Piraeus in Greece, which is the Chinese rebuilt port. So we're seeing in Austria a beginning of a rejection of the politics of the British Empire. In the U.S., we see nothing of the sort. Nothing.
Well, what I find interesting is that Trump is easily distracted with things like Trump University or the personal issues, which he should stay away from. Luckily, his speech that he did yesterday was scripted, so he did use a teleprompter because he needs a speechwriter. He shoots from the hip, which has attracted some people, but it's also made a lot of people think he's either racist or a misogynist or he has other things, which we know he doesn't. He just has what I call political potty mouth. He just doesn't know when to kind of hold his tongue and make a measured statement. Like, for example, Mitch McConnell's statement was very reasonable. Apologize to this man, if you want to call it highly connected to the Democrats, about his race, but deal with the issue. In fact, he should have filed, and I know this because I'm like half a lawyer, he should have filed a thing called a motion for recruitment. And rather than dealing with this issue on the back burner and filing a motion for recruitment, he brings it forward and then talks about the fact that this man is Hispanic. He was born in Indiana. It wouldn't matter if he was from Russia in his grandfather. In his two generations, he's American. He's an American.
But Bill, I can't make this point any stronger. The problem in the United States is it's not Trump. There are aspects to Trump that are decent. There are aspects to Trump which are not.
Exactly. I support him, but I just think he needs to listen to his wife, Ivanka, much more. He needs to stop political potty mouth.
But it's much more than Trump. The issue here is where is the moral courage of the American people? And we've seen a couple of indications that there is a willingness to fight, like the emergence of the issue around the 28 pages, like the people who supported Trump and Bernie because they don't like the U.S. political establishment. But they're being led down a bad path. Trump because he's not staying focused, and Bernie because he refused to take on Obama. And before I left the United States, I had some talks with some very high-level people in Bernie's campaign. And I brought into the discussion some friends of mine who are very astute African-American politicians. And what they told the Bernie people, which is what I've been saying all along, you want to defeat Hillary, you've got to attack Obama. And the Bernie people say, well, we'll never get any black votes. Well, they never got black votes because the African-Americans who voted in the primaries are Clinton loyalists.
Right.
The vast majority of African-Americans did not vote in the primaries, and many of them are willing to turn on Obama if there's an alternative message.
Right, so Bernie, even Bernie didn't handle his campaign correctly either, did he?
No, he never delivered that because he was afraid that you have to play by the rules, which is that if 20% of the black vote is going to turn out in a primary and 80% is for Hillary, then you have to be more pro-Obama than Hillary to get more votes than that. Instead, he should have looked at the 80% that didn't vote and asked what's troubling them. What's troubling them is what he brought up, the free trade deals, the collapse of industrial jobs, the collapse of the ability of government to do what it should do to help defend people's standard of living. He did raise those issues, but then he turned around and praised Obama, who's been the one killing African Americans.
Right.
So he blew it, plain and simple. He blew it.
Well, I think he would be more politically savvy than that, or have some advisors to tell him, like, you need to break completely with Obama rather than trying to. He was actually, in a sense, apologizing for Obama's policies, but then criticizing him on the other side, but not identifying it was Obama. It's kind of strange, isn't it?
He's going to go meet with Obama tomorrow, and I'll tell you, the people I talked to said he doesn't have the courage to really take up the revolutionary nature of the period, which is that the vast majority of the population, white, black, and Hispanic, have rejected this establishment and are looking for an alternative. And none of the people provided it. A lot of people thought Trump was doing that. But the fact that he refuses to take on Obama, except to say after he's president he'll do it, that may be too late. And in fact, if he wants to win the election, call for Obama to be removed now, because his policies are the same as Hillary's policies will be after the election, namely war, 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 and depression.
Right.
And if he were to do that, he'd rally that the people who aren't voting, and that would be a new majority. So I'm sorry, Bill, I'm not going to make any excuses for Trump, because I don't think he's doing what needs to be done, and I think people have to look to themselves and look to the institutions they can influence to move them on this course of a fight to destroy what's left of Obama's time in office, because this man is a danger to your lives.
Yeah, he really is. The man shows all the signs, as though as a doctor, that he's mentally ill, that he's unstable, that he is doing multiple things. On one hand, he's grinning at us and acting very social like a late-night TV host. On the other hand, one of his most profound statements in the Situation Room is, I'm good at killing people. I'm thinking, what?
This is the kind of person you can't turn your back on.
Right.
He recently, his speech at Hiroshima was typical Obama. All this flowery talk about ending nuclear war, but then defending what Truman did to use the nuclear weapons against Japan when Japan was defeated and was prepared to come to the negotiating table in any case.
Right.
Truman used nuclear weapons to convince Stalin that he would use them against Russia after the war. Now, Obama said in his notes leading up to that speech, he said, I would have done the same thing as Truman. It was Ben Rhodes, his alter ego, who made the comment, Obama's heroes are Gandhi and Martin Luther King, but as president, he realizes that's not realistic. You have to be prepared to use deadly force. And that's what Obama has done with the drones, with the support of terrorism, and so on.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
And we are back with Harley. Harley, let's go through some of the other issues. The Bilderberger meeting is going on now in Dresden, and of course, it's, I like to say it like I did in the break, that it's like a meeting of a senior mafia don from New Jersey with his entire family renting a part of a major restaurant, and everybody says that's the mafia don. It's the same thing as you mentioned on the break, that Bill Gates is meeting with some of the senior people. They're all mapping out how they're going to carve up the world economy and what they're going to do next.
These guys don't need an exotic location and a pre-announced event and a pre-announced agenda. They do this mostly just to stir up people. I mean, they're constantly working and planning and moving ahead with an agenda. And the problem that we have as a whole, and this is why, you know, I hope that each week when we talk, we can take things up to a higher strategic level.
Right.
Because the important thing is, of course the Bilderbergers are evil. Of course the Trilateral Commission was an evil organization that was set up to put Jimmy Carter in to destroy the United States. You know, of course the Illuminati represent a force in history, or the Rothschilds. The point is, they don't need these kinds of meetings to map out their plans. They have integrated boards of directors. They're the ones who send the messages to people like David Cameron of Britain, Barack Obama in the United States, Hollande in France, Renzi in Italy. They say, here's what you're going to do. And then if they have a public meeting where they lay out something fancy about new technologies, it doesn't matter. Their plan is to destroy national economies, to reduce population, and to target any nation which doesn't accept their ultimate absolute authority.
Right.
And that includes Russia and China today.
Right. Now, what people should understand is there's been full integration with all the so-called secret agencies. So there is a further fusion. You know, President Eisenhower told us about the military-industrial intelligence complex. People forget that. The NSA, CIA, and all the secret agencies on the planet are on a level amalgamated and crossed, if you want to call it, spying on each other.
And it doesn't mean every single person in those agencies either, because you have a few people in the FBI, the CIA, who actually think they're fighting terrorists. But the purpose...
They're the lower levels of the pyramid.
And the
at the top levels, these people are all integrated into a global matrix, and they're also integrated to these interlocking boards. People need to understand the interlocking boards of the transnational corporations and the secret agencies. I found this out from one of my... Because I took care of NSA agents, okay? One of the senior guys, it was real high clearance, because I had presidential-level clearance. He were laughing. He said, you know, 90% of what we do is industrial espionage, which, of course, Angela Merkel found herself, even her own cell phone is being hacked. The fact is 90% of what the NSA does, which is 20 to 30 times larger than the CIA, which is larger than all other agencies on the planet, is industrial espionage.
Bill, there's a very useful book by a guy named Talbot called The Devil's Chessboard. And the devil's chessboard is about Alan Dulles. And Dulles just proves the point. He and his brother came from the top Wall Street law firms. John Foster Dulles was with Sullivan and Cromwell, which was the law firm that ran all the so-called banana republics in South America, Central and South America. Alan Dulles went into the OSS, was a top operative protecting Nazis at the end of the war out of his office in Bern, Switzerland, set up a rat line where Nazis were allowed to escape and show up in Spain or Brazil, Colombia, Venezuela, all over the world. And he also made sure that Nazi gold was available to fund their operations. Now, this is the guy who then became CIA director and most likely presided over the assassination and cover-up of John F. Kennedy's murder. So when you look at these institutions, what you see is these financial oligarchs have institutional control over the organizations that are supposed to be representing us. And do you think the Democratic and Republican parties are any different? The only thing that turned out different this time is that it was harder to control the people who voted. But even so, you look at the small numbers of people who participate in caucuses and vote in primaries, and you see that they can still control these things fairly easily.
Oh, yeah. It's to me, they must be chuckling under their breath about what's going on, right?
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. It's not a conspiracy theory either. It's a conspiracy fact.
It's reality.
Right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Would you like freedom from health insurance? You're not alone. Whether you're self-employed, a small business owner, or an individual who purchases health care for yourself and your family, Liberty HealthShare could be the answer. Liberty HealthShare has united a community of like-minded people that actually share health care costs. And Liberty HealthShare members are exempt from IRS penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. Imagine freedom from insurance. You choose your own doctor and hospital. Your medical provider simply submits your bills to Liberty HealthShare for processing. Why wait? You do have choices. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Find out more and get a free monthly estimate right now. For a limited time, use promo code TALK to save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back. And Harley, let's continue on this line. And we're hoping that some of the pundits and people that advise Trump and the other politicians, like Bernie Sanders, needs to get with the program. If you're going to be a revolutionary, do it all the way. He's going to take it to Philadelphia. Why doesn't he take his story in the next week when he makes another announcement after he goes to Washington, D.C., to make the statements like you've just said? Why doesn't he do it? Why doesn't Trump stay focused on his initial things, whether they're personal issues or race, when really he's got to prove he's not a racist, he's got to prove he's not a misogynist? But those are distracting issues. The real issue is Obama could start a nuclear war. Obama could push the buttons that will cause a banking crisis to crash the world economy. And that's before the election. All this stuff can happen, including open borders with a major terrorist activity inside the United States with hundreds of cells right now that are just waiting for the order to start killing Americans. And then, of course, they'll get a bipartisan domestic security bill that'll really make it hell on earth living inside America.
Well, Bill, the problem is that if people think that they can wait for Bernie or Trump to do something, they're making a mistake. And this is
exactly
really where we're losing the country.
Right.
And I'll tell you one of the things that is crucial for people to look at is these unemployment figures that came out last Friday, which showed the reality of the so-called Obama recovery. It's no recovery. In fact, it's a regression. the fact that there were no jobs created, they had to lower the numbers from the previous 2 months. They had to admit that we're now up to 95 million people who are of the age that could work are not working. Now, you're never going to get 100% of those people working, but you know, this is the largest number of people who are working age who are outside the labor force that we've ever had. Now, in contrast to that, there are projects being launched now by the Eurasian Development Bank, by the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, which is largely directed by China, by the BRICS Development Bank, the New Development Bank, the Eurasian Economic Cooperation Council, which is the countries of the former Soviet Union down on the Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and others. They're investing. Their plans include up to several trillions of dollars of investments in rail connections, in power generation of the most advanced sorts, airports, new cities, science centers. And at the core of this is what the Chinese are doing with their science-directed infrastructure plan. Now, what's interesting is Putin will be going to China soon, and they're going ahead with massive numbers of projects. The latest figure I saw is somewhere around $4.5 trillion in the next 6 to 10 years in investments in other nations' infrastructure coming from China.
Well, it includes Africa, by the way. The new rail lines and even hospitals being built across Africa are Chinese money.
Well, and here's something that's fascinating to me, because in 1989, when the wall fell and communism fell the year later, LaRouche made a proposal which was called the Industrial Triangle, which was to take the part of Europe which included the most rich capabilities in pharmaceuticals and in engineering and technology, the triangle between Paris, Berlin, and Vienna, and extend rail lines into Eastern Europe, into Russia, down through the Middle East, to export technology and to take the workforce in those countries that under communism was never fully employed productively, and give them an opportunity to be employed productively in these kinds of industries. It didn't happen because the policy was directed by Bush, Mitterrand, and Thatcher. And what they tried to do was impose free trade shock therapy policies, which were disastrous for those countries. Now, what we're seeing today is a revival of that idea, but it's coming from China and from Russia and from India. And it's being responded to by industrial and engineering elites in Germany, in Austria, in Italy, in Greece, who see no hope coming from the transatlantic system. In fact, they're being whipped up to continue sanctions and send more troops and build up on Russia's border. Instead, they're now talking about connecting the rail lines through Vienna, through China to Vladivostok. You have Abe, the Japanese prime minister, who's been a real jerk most of the time he's in office.
Right.
Now is meeting with the Chinese. He went to meet with Putin before the G7 summit, and he said yesterday, well, the Russians are serious about development. We're not sure about the United States. If we lose toady countries like Japan to this alliance,
yeah, I know.
It
shows how incompetent we are, isn't it?
It shows how bad Obama is. He can't even take a country which is predisposed by the deployment of American military forces and personnel, predisposed to do whatever we say. He can't even keep them in line.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
And if
I mean, he's reaching for the bottom. You know, he used to have a show I remember watching called Reach for the Top. He's reaching for the bottom. He's so incompetent. I don't know if it's by design. He's actually, our allies don't trust us and don't think that we're, and that means industrial and military allies, and our enemies don't fear us. And by the way, you don't have to prosecute a war or prepare a war when there's no geostrategic reason for it. What Obama's doing is just being wasteful and stupid.
Well, you know, when Obama talks about the alliance against terrorism, it reminds me of what the dictatorship of Albania used to say in the 60s and 70s, when they'd say the 801 million united people of Albania and China put out a statement. Of course, Albania was a rock. It had no economy whatsoever, but they were being supported by the Chinese at that time, Mao, which was a terrible thing to be supported by. Right. Look, Obama can't lead a coalition because no one in the coalition can trust what he says. He says we want to denigrate and destroy ISIS, and then our weapons end up in the hands of ISIS. He says we're committed to destroy Al-Qaeda, and yet the U.S. is telling the Russians, you must not bomb Al-Qaeda. And now, as I mentioned earlier in the program, Al-Qaeda has reinforced their positions on the northern edge of Aleppo. They're going in and slaughtering civilians with weapons being funded by the
South. They're using the kind of weapons, too, that would be Geneva Accord violations, too, like cluster bombs and other types of bombs, which we're supplying directly or indirectly through our proxies of Saudi Arabia, Turkey, etc.
And which we attack the Assad regime for using.
Right.
You know, the fact that the so-called rebels have been using poison gas. Where's the red line? The red line is actually our allies are the ones who are using chemical weapons. So what you see with Obama is a murderer with a great deal of power, but a lot of bluster. And what the Russians are saying is, look, we're prepared for war if that's where you're going, but we would prefer to work with you in a cooperative effort to destroy terrorism. The Iranians have made that same point. Well, you know, the fact that the State Department once again said Iran is a major supporter of terrorism, and who are they talking about? They're talking about Hezbollah.
Right.
Hezbollah is a force in southern Lebanon that was created to defend Shia Muslims from the Israelis. And so here we see Obama using the Netanyahu line, that it's Iran that's a source of terrorism, when he supposedly is trying to deal as a neutral force with Iran. Well, people are seeing through this, Bill. But what the Americans don't get yet is that there is an alternative to this collapsing Western system. And it's not that we have to give up democracy or freedom or our Constitution. It means we should live up to them and take our constitutional republic into an alliance with Russia against terrorism, with China against underdevelopment, and work to put Americans to work, building things that we need and that other countries need. And that's how you get out of this economic crisis, not by giving Wall Street and the City of London a blank check.
But besides that, there's other issues to be realigned. The first issue is we're approaching in the next 20 years a singularity of limitless energy supply with fusion reactors, of life extension, but we also have challenges. For example, right now we're ending a monsoon cooling period that could last 75 to 80 years that could affect world famine dramatically. We're dealing with climate change and increased volcanism and earthquakes because there is, from the announcements back a few months ago, the Atacama Large Millimeter Array, a dwarf star that approaches our planet in the outer solar system. Roughly every 20,000 years, it precipitates earthquakes and volcanoes. What's happening is we have global problems with nearer space objects. We had a 10-ton asteroid just landed, shattered itself, and exploded, equivalent to a new atom bomb near Tucson, Arizona. And people don't realize these nearer space objects, we're only picking up around 4% of them. And we need to start collaborating with the Chinese and Russian scientists
Russians just put out a whole protocol for collaboration on anti-asteroid events. And the Chinese as well. But the U.S. Congress, being the toadies that they are, refused to allow American scientists to talk to the Chinese.
That's ridiculous.
They say the Chinese want to steal our technology.
Look,
the Chinese laugh at that now. They've already stolen it. They're already ahead of us.
Listen, what the Chinese need to do, we need to hire Chinese to help with their upgraded Bombardier rail system, which they took from the French and the Quebec Canadians, Bombardier, which they upgraded for another 85 kilometers per hour. We need to start building that across America. We need to have recycling with basically these basically high temperature atomic smashers that can recycle everything right down to its atomic content, so we don't have any dumps anywhere of plastic and metals and everything. We need to have a system where we start protecting the world from asteroids, but also from climate change. Climate change isn't caused by CO2. Climate change is caused by galactic and solar events and the return of this dwarf star, which causes cataclysms every 20,000 years, roughly. And they know that the cycle, I mean, this is tier one science that's hidden from the public, but the fact is the globalists do know this. And our crazy government won't collaborate with other smart scientists in other countries to protect our planet from asteroids, major gravity waves that can release volcanism and earthquakes by shattering the nuclei of ringwoodite deep in the mantle of the Earth that causes volcanism and earthquakes by releasing nascent oxygen, hydrogen, and water. This is science.
This is causing a great deal of demoralization of the real scientists in this country,
right,
along with the fascist imposition of the line that it's CO2 that causes this. Now,
right,
one of the things that people can do, we put out a report, LaRouche Pack put out a report that says that climate change theory is a cover for population reduction. It's got a picture
of
Philip on the cover.
Of course it is.
Your listeners can go to our website and order, where we go through all the actual story of what's involved in so-called climate change and the fraud of the anti-science faction that really just wants to reduce population. So I would recommend that people go back to LaRouchePack.com, whether you're looking for questions of science, whether you want to get at the question that Bill was talking about earlier, what's a real economy? There's a lot of writings from LaRouche and his associates on what's the fraud of the recovery, what's the real state of the economy, what kind of financial system actually will feed real production and creativity as opposed to the fraud of the derivative and speculative economy that we have. And finally, anyone who wants to know why Obama should have been impeached 4 or 5 years ago can get volumes of material from our website. The point is that our listeners, your listeners, should be taking this material, getting it out to their friends, going to town meetings. If Trump is showing up in your neighborhood, ask him, why won't you call for Obama's impeachment? You know, let's put the pressure on these politicians.
I think somehow, for some bizarre way, Trump thinks that taking Obama out now will be negative for his election.
I'm thinking, crazy.
He's crazy. It's like, do you not understand this? That taking him out will actually also remove the transition to a even more vile and more corrupt and more incompetent administration under Hillary.
Not only that, he'll be a national hero for having done what no one else had the guts to do, which is to get Obama and shut him down.
He also should make sure that it's what I call a race and free removal of Obama. It's not really, you know, Obama wants to turn everything into a race card where, oh, you're just trying to remove me because I'm black. No, because you're incompetent and you're dangerous to the nation.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with not just incompetence, but intent.
Intent that's psychotic, an intent that's dangerous for the future of America and the rest of the world, an intent that is not productive. It's putting money into things, like instead of infrastructure, they're wasting money on lots of pork barrel projects where they, you know, how to take a $20 million jet and make it worth $200 million, which still is what we call an elephant that doesn't fly properly or have a proper way of even in simulations doing battle with Russian or other jets. And do you want to really be doing battle? I mean, to be honest with you, the war, after the Second World War with the dropping of the bomb, everybody on Earth should have realized war is now obsolete. Einstein himself made the statement that I know exactly what will happen in the Fourth World War. The Third World War will be nuked with other advanced weapons. So, but the Fourth World War will be, if there's anybody left, will be sticks and stones.
Yeah. Now, the point is, there are solutions, and people who live under the bubble of the U.S. media have to get outside of it.
Right.
They have to realize it's not really about Trump and Bernie and Hillary. It's about you. Will you fight for what's right for the nation?
Right.
And if we can get that message across...
How do they contact you? Harley, by email or by Skype or by phone?
LaRouchePack.com is the best way. If you want to contact me, I'll give out my email if people want to be in touch with me. It's simple. It's HarleySCH@gmail. HarleySCH@gmail.com. People want to be in touch with me. And the fact that I'm across the ocean and up in the Alps doesn't make a difference. I'll be happy to communicate with you.
Yeah, and the important thing is, these marching orders don't just apply to America. We have events happening in different countries, like in Austria, where they're revolting against the current EU policies, which are dangerous for Europe as well, where we have Angela Merkel in Germany. We're seeing a revolt around the world, and some of the things are very positive, like the idea that if we use technology properly, not to make war, but to make technological advances to make a more stable society, then the technology and media will conquer every nation. For example, one of the things we just inadvertently didn't realize is that American culture, the good positive things about American culture, have conquered more nations than atomic weapons, guns, or our airplanes. That really, it's a positive thing of using the positive aspects of science, and as Lyndon LaRouche talks about, energy flux density and the fact that we can remake a world that is in balance, that recycles everything, that doesn't think that the solution is to get rid of most of the population of the planet and put up false paradigms about global warming. It's pretty crazy. So, Hardy, thank you for coming on the program today. We'll see you next week, and we're going to do open lines as last short segment, and then we will be coming into an open line for the first half hour of hour number two. You don't want to miss it. 313-944-3 to call the Republic Broadcasting Studios, and Dan is our board op. Hour number three, Jonathan Gray in New Zealand. Should be a great program. Back in a moment.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, what kind of joking? No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call
You gotta let me go. Are we human?
And, yeah, so to summarize, what Hartley's saying is our politicians are off script. If we look at Bernie Sanders, he's not approaching and attacking Obama for the policies which he actually attacks laterally, but he won't attack it forcefully and frontally. On the part of Trump, he's distracted, wants to counterpunch when he deals with issues. It makes him look like a racist and a misogynist, which he's not. But the other side knows that he's going to counterpunch and make statements that are off color. On the other hand, his policies are excellent in terms of dealing with foreign trade, the border, etc. But he also doesn't have the depth to understand yet, with the right advisors, that you're not going to stop the Vermont heroin by just stopping and putting a border. It's going to help reduce dramatically the illegals coming across the border from Haiti and from China and elsewhere. But you're really going to stop only a portion of the drugs, because a lot of the drugs coming in are by the corrupt CIA, FBI, and Department of Injustice. And the fact is, $2 trillion are going into projects like Bechtel Corporation to build underground cities, that there is, in a sense, a shadow government behind the government, that's transnational corporations, and all the secret agencies on the planet are all working together with a global agenda. We already have a shadow government. That's when we see people like Twitter and Facebook and Zuckerberg. These people are just fronts for a larger plan to completely capture the population in a cybernetic financial system and to track and control every activity of your life. And they have test nations like China, where social media now are determining whether you can even get a job. Your social media score determines, if besides you being an engineer or a technologist, it determines whether you'll be actually an employed at a particular corporation inside China, either a state-sponsored company or a private corporation. So this is where everything's going. And people need to realize this is not a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy reality. They need to just get out of the paradigm, personally take control of their life with things like carrot bars and getting away from the allopathic medicine, which again is part of the cabal. They want to continue giving what I call toxic polypharmacy, multiple vaccine medicine, vaccines that can not only give you heavy metal poisoning, but also autoimmune disease and cancer. Vaccines that can even alter your behavior, such as the DARPA project to block the NMDA receptor in your brain and actually immobilize parts of the brain that seek a higher spiritual reality. So if you think these are imaginary, I can provide the documentation on every one of the fact that these things are, most of the time, believe it or not, in the open media. The problem is people either don't search or don't want to know what to discern as true and not true. There's some very bizarre things that are true and some things that are even less bizarre that are not true, or twists on them. So, for example, nations like Russia and China, they're not prepared right now. Even if they were, they're not prepared for at least a decade to take on America. But if you have current presidents like Obama that are downgrading our nuclear forces, on the one hand, and on the other hand, saber-rattling against countries which could precipitate a war, it means a lot of Americans, maybe perhaps 100 million or more, will die. And, of course, the policy put in by Bill Clinton called PDD-60 means we won't have an automatic counterstrike if America is hit by a nuclear weapon and 100 million Americans die. That's a fact. So you're out there being put on the firing line of stupid policies and for saber-rattling that could precipitate a world nuclear war on the one hand, and we let people like Obama stay in office. The last few months are his most dangerous time. He's like a caged animal trying to maintain his policies after he's gone. And, of course, he probably wants to be the UN General Secretary as well. When we come back at the top of the hour, we will be in open lines for half an hour. Any topic, tell the board opt-in exactly what your question is on health, geopolitics, or spiritual issues. Any question, any statement, make it exact, and we'll have you on air. 800-313-9443. Back in just a moment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.